John Jones, a former Rebel War Department clerk in Richmond, cautioned friends to show no feeling about the assassination when they walked around town. It might spark a backlash from their Union occupiers. 17 Confederate generals signed a letter to Grant denying any involvement in the killing. The federal commander and other senior U.S. officials weren't yet ready to believe their former enemy's protestations of innocence. Elizabeth Van Loo sat down and penned a heartfelt letter a Union officer could not convince any Richmond paper to publish. "Oh, how can we welcome you, our deliverers," she wrote. "Was ever so glorious a cause entrusted to an army, to any people? Justice, truth, humanity vindicated. This our glorious army has wrought for us." I had written this poor tribute when the stunning news came of the death, the assassination of our beloved president. Words cannot express the grief, the sympathy of the little band of firm Unionists in our midst. A messenger knocked on the door of Lafayette Baker's Astor House room early Saturday morning, April 15th, and gave him the news that Lincoln had been assassinated. He was shocked and truly grief-stricken. Later that afternoon, Baker, who knew nothing about this assassin named Booth, received a telegram from Stanton. "Come here immediately and see if you can find the murderers of the president," it read. Baker had visions he would take personal command of the manhunt. That would hardly be the case. Since the night before, Stanton, who had taken over running the government for the moment, had been summoning everybody he could think of to join in the search. About 2 hours before messaging Baker, Stanton had telegraphed New York Police Chief John Kennedy, asking for 3 or 4 of his best detectives to come to Washington and investigate the assassination. Baker wasn't able to book a train back to Washington until Sunday morning. On the ride down, he admitted later, he felt a tinge of guilt. Baker should have felt guilty. Throughout Lincoln's presidency, the specter of assassination was hardly a state secret. Certainly it came as no surprise to Stanton, who along with others continually warned that the president faced danger. Considering all the attempts and threatened attempts on his life, it was a miracle this highly controversial president, hated and feared by so many embittered Southerners and disaffected Northerners, had lived for as long as he did. Security for Lincoln began notoriously lax and improved only marginally over the years, with a cavalry detail and not particularly well-trained police officers assigned to guard him. Lincoln hated the protection, complaining it made him seem like an emperor remote from his people.